This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Back Nation on 105.3. The Fan, thanks for making us part of your day. We have a C-Note coming up here at 3:20, Cowboys news of the evening. Time now to talk with John Owning, Pro Football Focus, following this draft. Big, eventful Cowboys offseason hopefully coming up. John, how the heck are you this afternoon?
He's in the building! Doing great. Finally out of the draft storm, you know, done working 13-hour days, so it's nice.
Yes, I can imagine, and it looks like you've been watching these new Cowboys quite a bit. Do you like overall what they did?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan of what the Cowboys did, especially on the first 2 days. And even on day three, I like a lot of the picks they did, even though some of them weren't, you know, ideally what I would have done. But, you know, kicking off the draft with Tyler Booker, Donovan Azaroku, and Shavon Ravel, I think it's tough to beat those three in their entirety. Personally, I had Ravel and Azaroku ranked a little bit higher than Tyler Booker pre-draft, but the fact that you're able to grab all three in the first three rounds, I think that's just a fantastic haul.
Tell me more about what you're seeing with Azaroku and what you think he can do in the NFL year one.
Oh, I love Azaroku. I think he was one of the most technically sound and best pass rushers in this entire class. He was my second-rated edge defender behind Abdul Carter. The major thing that I love about him is just the efficiency of his movement. He doesn't waste a lot of steps. You see a lot of younger edge defenders, younger pass rushers, they waste a lot of movement on their way to the quarterback. And when you're racing to the quarterback and how quickly those quarterbacks are getting the ball out these days, you have to be efficient with your movement. Every step has to be gaining ground on the quarterback. And I think Azaroku does that extremely well. When he's cornering, he's not taking extra steps. He's not having to gear down because he has to slow to maintain his balance. He's able to maintain his balance at high speeds with great bend and great closing speed. And I think his ability to chain together moves, to set up moves, to win with his hands, to be able to slip punches, parry punches, all those things are going to make him a very effective pass rusher. I think even from year one, I think he's someone who can give you, you know, 6 to 8 sacks in year one if he gets enough snaps, if he gets enough time on the field, for sure.
John, when it comes to the first round pick, Tyler Booker, some of the criticisms are just the lack of athleticism, especially like the combine numbers and stuff. What would you say in response to that?
I'm a big person on, I think athleticism really matters in the NFL, but the position where I think it arguably matters the least is the guard position. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just because things like angles, pace, those type of things matter so much more than overall raw athleticism. I mean, we saw Travis Frederick here, who is arguably a worse athlete than Tyler Booker, and he was still able to be very successful on those movement type plays, on zone runs where he has to reach a one technique, or he's pulling out on a gap run, or, you know, he's even getting out on a screen. We saw that the things that matters on those are just your ability to play with pace and your ability to take good angles to your good blocking angles. Those things matter way more than your ability, how fast you are in a straight line or those type of things. But I would even say that people that are really worried about his tested athleticism, the one combine or pro day drill that really translate even adequately well to offensive line play is the 20-yard shuttle. And Tyler Booker's 20-yard shuttle tested into the 74th percentile, the one he did at his pro day with Alabama. And that's a very good score that I think, kind of illustrates that he does have the functional athleticism to succeed in the NFL at the guard position for sure.
How do you think this, like, what do you expect this rushing attack to look like with Clayton Adams now, Connor Riley on the coaching staff, Booker now added in, you bring in Jaden Blue. How do you imagine this looks?
I think a big thing, we're going to be living in a duo world, baby, double teams up front, yeah. As many double teams as you can create to create that vertical displacement, you know, be able to have a running back that can jockey with that micro, that will linebacker, depending on the front that they're facing. And he can either hammer it down inside or he can bounce it outside. You know, those type of things. I think we're going to see a ton of inside zone, a ton of duo, those inside runs. And when they want to get outside, I think you're going to see some power, some counters, some of those type of things. Maybe a little bit of, you know, Brian's favorite pin and pull. We'll see a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a much more varied look than we've seen in the past. Clayton Adams, I know when he was with Brian and everybody at the draft show, he was talking about how he's going to run the things that are the strengths of his offensive line. And I think that's something that's going to be very successful because you do have an offensive line that can run a bunch of different concepts. You know, people don't think that Booker should be pulling a lot, but I think, like I said before, he has the functional athleticism to pull on occasion if you need him to do. Tyler Smith obviously has the functional athleticism to pull. Guyton does, Terrence Steele does, all these guys can move. So I think that those kind of combinations give you a lot of flexibility with the way that you can attack defenses. And I think you're going to see the Cowboys be a type of team that is more defense dependent and is what they're going to do. Maybe some days they're going to be more of an inside zone team versus a certain scheme. And then other times you're going to see them really try to attack the edges with those, you know, pin and pulls or those power schemes, those counter schemes, those type of things. So I just think you're going to see a much more modular running system than we have seen in the past.
John, how concerned should we be about the Blues issues with fumbling? I tried to reach out to people at Texas and talk about it and see if there was anything they did. I haven't heard back, but I was just wondering from your evaluation point.
It's definitely the major concern. I mean, when watching him, I think he has a lot of the traits that you want in a quarter and a running back that can vie for being in a starter immediately. Almost, he has the speed, he has the patience behind the line when he's running in between the tackles. You even seen him really well be able to manipulate second level defenders. His big run against Clemson, he had a run designated to hit, I believe it was the B gap, the weak side B gap.
Yeah.
And there was a free linebacker that was he was scraping over to the A, but he could have scraped over to the B, but you saw him jab step at that A gap that pulled in that middle linebacker. So then he had no opportunity to get to that B gap once Blue accelerated and that allowed him to get, I think it was like a 77 yard touchdown run. And that's kind of the thing that he does extremely well, is when he has a little bit of a, I don't want to say he needs a runway, but when he has space to make decisions and to make people miss, he does that at an extremely high level. As long as he's not getting backfield penetration, I think he's going to do a ton of good things. But the fumbling is a big concern. You know, it's something that, you know, you need to glue the ball to him. I don't know if he has to carry it with him, sleep with it, what he has to do. But I do think it's something that's inherently fixable. It's not something that is dire, I would say, for his career. I think it's one of those things that it has to come from him. No one else is going to be able to fix it. He just has to make the concerted effort to have the concentration to put in the work necessary to fix that aspect of his game.
It's John Owning of Pro Football Focus here with you in the G-Bag Nation talking Cowboys, formerly of the Dallas Morning News. Dogs are barking, John. What do you think the Cowboys are going to do with these corners? I mean, I know you love Revelle there. Are they gonna pay Bland, keep Diggs, or is this like the 1 year where they had Lamb, Amari, and Gallup all together before money got involved?
I think that Diggs is kind of the guy that it should be most worried about his job. I think Bland, his ability to play outside and inside, that versatility and do both at such a high level, I think that makes him the type of guy that you need to really lock up for the future. And he's someone who I would be making as a clear priority to make sure he's on my team for the long distance future. And I think Revelle, you know, he has a similar skill set to Trevon Diggs. So I think that makes Trevon Diggs, out of all three, the most expendable one. And after last year, it's kind of hard to expect, you know, the top three corners to all play with each other. It seems like somebody always gets nicked up and prevents them from being on the field all at once. So I don't really have super high hopes in that category. But if they do get on the field, I think you'd be hard pressed to find a more talented top three cornerbacks in the league for sure.
Is Revelle going to tackle better?
I hope so. I think, especially in an Eberflus scheme, if he's not, he's not going to see the field.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about the UCLA defensive tackle, JT? Do you think he's a guy that could be like in the starting lineup on rundowns? And
looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Be better than Mozzie Smith?
Well, the first thing I learned is he's Tongan and not Maori, so he doesn't do the haka. But
that's a good point.
That, see the things in scouting you learn there, man.
Right, yeah, John? You know, there are differences between the Pacific Islanders. Who would have known?
Who would have known?
But Toei is a guy before the draft I wasn't a huge fan of. I just kind of get put off in the pre-draft process, but when I see nose tackles consistently get reached by centers on zone runs, I think that's something that, you know, specifically hampered the Cowboys a lot in the past. So it's something that kind of puts me off, and I think that kind of gave me a negative lens of his talent level and his kind of, you know, his grade. I gave him like, I think, a sixth round grade. But when I went back and I watched him post-draft, you know, looking at him with the Cowboys' eye and, you know, not having that kind of like negative lens cloud my judgment, you do see some positive traits that I think can make him someone who can contribute a role year one. You know, his ability to, you know, get off the ball quickly when he was playing in a more attack front like he was, like he would be here against teams like, I think, Iowa and Nebraska games especially. He showed the ability to make first contact, to create that push, to reset the line of scrimmage and to make plays in the backfield, or at least cause the kind of backfield disruption that allows others to make plays. I know Carson Schwechinger on more than a couple of those plays was able to make tackles because Jay Toriwai set him up a free run to the ball carrier. So really impressed with that. I just really struggle with his lateral mobility, you know, against zone runs. I think he's the type of guy, we put this on X, that against zone running teams, I think he's someone who's not going to really have much ability to function at a high, at a decent level, a starting level, a capable level in those games. But when we see teams that run more of a gap scheme, those duos, those big on big type of runs, those vertical downhill teams, those inside zone teams, I think you're going to see him have a little bit more success, and he's going to be able to function and have a pretty good role. So I think year one, he's going to kind of have a scheme dependent role. And then hopefully in year two, year three, maybe he loses 10 to 15 pounds or something and just get that lateral mobility so he could just stay connected to his gap just a little bit better on those type of zone runs.
Yeah, John, I think you have him right. I thought the wider you went on him, the more problems that he had right there, that he was, you know, when he just, you know, it wasn't, yeah, he would move his feet and all that, but he just maybe the little bit further to his right or to his left, there's some issues there with that.
Yeah, and I think a big issue of that is because he plays with a really narrow base a lot of times.
They might have to adjust that for sure.
Gets him displaced a lot by those double teams that hit him from like adjacent. When he's taking things on square, he's really tough to move. But when you get those lateral kind of moving double teams, he kind of gets displaced a little bit more than you would like to see. And that allows the adjacent gaps to really swell, and it makes life extremely difficult in the linebackers.
Your thought on Ezeraku, and I think to me with the Cowboys, I didn't really see this one materializing. You know, we were kind of doing pre-draft. We were talking maybe the defensive tackle, the one technique. We were talking corners. We were talking a lot of different things, but we weren't talking like edge rusher. Where did you have in relation to, say, some of the other pass rushers that were on your board?
Oh, Ezeraku, I would love him. He was my edge two behind Abdul Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Abdul Carter got a top 10 grade, but Ezeraku was the only other edge to get a first round grade. So
there you go.
He was like, I gave Mike Green was an early round two grade, so he wasn't far away. But Ezeraku was definitively like my guy in this class. I think it's just the you don't see very many guys come into the league that are as technically sound as him, that have the pass rush repertoire, the efficiency of movement, the ability to win in so many different ways, and the ability to know how to use those moves to win. He knows how to set them up and those things. And I was just extremely impressed. The one thing that I think hampered him in college was just light in the lower body. You know, he doesn't have that anchor to really hold on against bigger offensive tackles who are kind of base blocking him, or double teams between the tackle and the tight end. Those type of things give him some issues, but he still knows how to, he takes on blocks well, he plays with a good base. He just doesn't have that sheer strength and that lower body, you know, mass to really hold up in those situations. And that might just get exacerbated in the NFL. So I just think if you can put a little bit more weight on his lower half without sacrificing the athletic ability, he's someone who can have just not only an instant impact, but a prolonged impact. I said on Twitter that I think he could be a kind of like DeMarcus Lawrence type of second round pass rusher for the Cowboys. And everybody knows how much I love DeMarcus Lawrence.
That's right. John Owning, Pro Football Focus, with us here on The Fan. Should the Amari Cooper addition be a no brainer for these guys at this point?
I mean, I would. I think he's not the same Amari Cooper that he was for the Cowboys, but if he can give you what he was with the Browns in 2023, or even a little like 90% of that, I think he's by far the best wide receiver number two that you would have. And I think, you know, having that big body guy to be the number two, I think he complements CD Lamb extremely well, who likes to move around, play in the slot, playing all these different positions. So you need other receivers who can also move around depending on where CD Lamb is. And I think Amari Cooper fits that. And also, he's not going to be super expensive. So I think that that's something that's a positive as well.
Thank you so much for your Cowboys thoughts, John. Enjoy this offseason, and we'll try to catch up with you soon.
Hey, thank you guys a lot. Really appreciate it.
Salute to you. Yes, I must follow on Cowboys Twitter there, John Owning. Known him a long time now from his days in the morning news, and now working for Pro Football Focus. But his understanding of like the analytics and the film and you know everything, he brings it all together quite well.
Sure does.
And former G-Bag of the Day champion as well.
That's so, right.
Freaking legend. List of
I thought you were going to put him on the list again with a question about his dog. Does he express his dog's little anal joy or whatever? Oh, yeah. I heard a dog bark. I was like, oh, Eric, here it is, bro.
Missed opportunity. I'm kicking myself.
And he's a jiu-jitsu guy too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big jiu-jitsu guy there. I see him on his social media sometimes.
It's crazy. He's a jiu-jitsu guy, but people were chiming in that his voice sounds like Tom Brady.
Really?
So what an incredible, I mean, he might hit all the right notes for Giselle.
I guess I do hear that a little bit now.
Jiu-jitsu and Tom Brady. I see what you're doing.
Look at that.
I see what you're doing.
Oh,
John.
Matchmaker right here.
This is your time.
Does he have a girl?
Be the dad who stepped up, John.
Probably. You know, guy like that.
Yeah, put her on the toes right now, though. You know what I mean? Get some act right around here.
Thinking about those dogs and expressing their glance, though, I think that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
If I get a dog that needs to have that done, we're looking for another breed. I'm quite honestly shocked this thing's still around.
Express your damn self.
Is it bulldogs? Is it like a special?
Yeah, a lot of bulldogs.
The bulldogs. Yeah. Wow, they have a problem with their nose and their rear, huh?
Yes. Yeah. It's not good.
Front to back.
Yeah.
And their poor little hearts too.
Really?
Yeah. Poor little hearts are terrible.
Oh, jeez.
They are cool. You know, they're kind of cute and ugly at the same time. But dude, there's no way I'm gonna ever do that to an animal. You know, or especially I'm not gonna pay a lot of money for it. Those things cost you a couple grand.
They're expensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are.
Okay. What I think is the real story on why the Cowboys didn't take a wide receiver in the draft that's coming up next year in the G-Bag Nation.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.